Listener-supported public radio from Kirkwood Community College. We're Jazz 88.3 KCCK, Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. I'm Dennis Green, and this is another of our guest DJ hours featuring students from area high school jazz bands. Today, I'm joined by two gentlemen from the Lisbon Jazz Band. I will let you introduce yourselves, starting with Zach Cooley. Zach, tell me what year you are in school and what instrument you play in band and any other extracurricular activities that you like to do at Lisbon.
As Dennis told you, I'm Zach Cooley, and I play the alto saxophone, and I am a senior at Lisbon High School. I also do choir as an extracurricular, and that's about it.
And Ben?
I'm Ben Larson. I am also a senior at Lisbon. I play the vibes in our jazz band, and for extracurriculars, I just wrapped up a musical. We just did The Wizard of Oz, where I played the Scarecrow, and that was a lot of fun.
Nice. Tell me a little bit about how you did your musical in the COVID era. What other precautions and things like that did you have to take to make that work?
Well, masks were required for all of the audience members and us during all of the practices. We were given, because of the restrictions that were lifted right before our performance, actually, we were told we could wear masks on stage, but off stage and backstage, we always had to wear them. And we maintained 6 feet apart where we could. Normally we still had an intermission, but normally we have a food provided at our intermission. And we weren't allowed to do that this year. Sure. But other than that, we still pretty much filled up the house. And thanks to those restrictions lifted last minute, we didn't have any major changes to what we would normally do.
Well, congratulations. After you all have missed so much in your high school career these last 2 years, had to feel good to get one in the books.
Oh, it felt really good.
Well, let's get started with some music. Tell me how you compiled your list. Did you each have songs that you brought, or did you agree on all of them together?
I had one, and then I told Zach he could do the rest.
Oh, okay. Yep. It's going to kind of be Russian roulette as we walk through this in search of Ben's favorite song. Was it Take the A-Train?
It was. You put it first, apparently. It was Take the A-Train.
Wow. I guess I win the jackpot today.
Yeah.
Ben, let's lead off by telling us why you chose A-Train.
I chose Take the A-Train because it's really the song that got me into jazz piano. I only joined jazz band my junior year. I wasn't in it my freshman or sophomore year. And I had never really found, I don't know, jazz charts never really stuck with me. I found that like listening to just instrumental jazz kind of bored me for a while. But then I listened to Take the A-Train and I started to really appreciate it. Duke Ellington is probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite, jazz artists. And I don't know, that riff has stuck with me. The opening riff, I hear it in so many things now. It really just sticks with me wherever I go.
All right. Well, let's hear Take the A-Train.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
And the Lisbon Jazz Hour. Thank you. All That Jazz from Kirkwood Community College, Jazz 88.3 KCCK with Ben Larson
and Zach Cooley from the Lisbon Jazz Band.
We're getting off to a great start with Duke Ellington there. Got a great hour of music that the two of you, or I should say the one of you plus one from Ben, although I'm sure a lot of these are going to sound familiar to Ben as we go. We're going to have a little more Duke Ellington. We got Dexter Gordon, Frank Sinatra coming up, and not one, not two, but three Charles Mingus tunes. Now, we'll explain why Fables of Phoebus as we get a little bit more into the hour, but I think we'll do these next two together. So, Zach, tell me about what has led you to get into Mingus.
Last year, we got our new band director, Mr. Arch, and we were just in jazz band, and he wanted us to listen to, well, to start, we were playing a song by Charles Mingus, Better Get It in Your Soul. And, well, he wanted to show us, like, how we should solo and stuff. So he showed us the soloists from Fables of Phoebus, which, amazing soloists. And, I don't know, from then on, that was just, our band basically is just really enjoyed Charles Mingus as an artist in general and just most of his pieces.
A nest of Mingus fans in Lisbon. So you picked Boogie Stop Shuffle and Haitian Fight Song. I think we'll go ahead and play those two back to back. This little Mingus set coming up next. Anything you want to say about either of those songs as we get ready for them?
Boogie Stop Shuffle. I was sort of looking for a upbeat, fast paced song. And then Haitian Fight Song. I just can't get enough of the string bass solo in the beginning.
Personally, what I really feel brought me to Mingus when we were shown it by Mr. Arch is how much fun they have in that band. And Haitian Fight Song is the proof of me that they know how to have fun in that band. And I think that's what we try to do with our jazz band, and probably why we all like Mingus songs so much, is because they just know how to have fun.
And here is Mingus
on Jazz 88.3 KCCK
and the Lisbon Jazz Hour. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blues, news, and all that jazz. And us, Zach Cooley.
And Ben Larson from Lisbon High School.
Boogie Stop Shuffle and the Haitian fight song. And we're not done with Mingus yet. We're going to have more as we go. This is one of those times when it's too bad that this is the radio, because watching you two guys bop along to that song was great fun. Up next, we're going to take a complete left turn. So, Zach, Frank Sinatra was your idea. Tell me about Old Blue Eyes.
How most of these songs came to be on the list. I have this big jazz playlist that I listen to whenever I want to listen to jazz, just on shuffle. I spent class period and a half and just listening to like half of all the songs and just figuring out which ones I really liked and thought everybody else would like. And people have always been telling me I need to listen to more Frank Sinatra. And I
think you can never go wrong with Frank Sinatra. I think it's hard to go wrong.
Yeah.
True enough. Well, here's Fly Me to the Moon.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
From the Lisbon Jazz Band.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I
Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK.
And the Lisbon Jazz Hour.
With your awesome hosts, Ben Larson.
And Zach Cooley.
Dave Brubeck, one of jazz's most celebrated piano players, but Paul Desmond is someone whose sax we think of almost as much as Brubeck's piano in tunes like Blue Rondo a la Turk. So, Zach, as our resident saxophonist, any thoughts about the saxophone on that tune that you picked?
Really good.
It was.
I'm not sure anything more needs to be said. Before we play a tune from another saxophonist, Sonny Rollins, you're both seniors wrapping up your years at Lisbon. So tell me what your plans are for next year. Zach, you go first.
There's one of two plans that I could be going with. Either I will be attending Iowa State as an aerospace engineering major, or I will attend Iowa State or Kirkwood and then Iowa State and get a music major of some sort, either performance or education.
Ben, how about you? What are you thinking about?
My current plan is to go to UNI for a philosophy degree and then immediately after that go to law school so I can become a public defender.
So tell me a little bit about why you're thinking about law and public defense in particular.
I have been trying to find, well, I spend a lot of my time trying to find something that I could do that I think would be fulfilling. And I've always thought that I'd be good at being a lawyer, and I've watched a whole bunch of and read a whole bunch about it. And I liked it in concept, but I never liked the idea of defending somebody just for the money of it. I never liked the like greedy lawyer stereotype out there. And I think that there is definitely a need for public defending. And I think that the more people we have who are good and can actually get out there and help people who really need it, I think that's going to make things better.
Well said. As we continue, it's Sonny Rollins, and again, one of his most recognizable tunes. So let's give Sonny Rollins a listen.
On Jazz 83 KCCK.
From the Lisbon Jazz Band. Thank you. Jazz from Kirkwood Community College, Jazz 88.3 KCCK with Ben Larson
and Zach Cooley from the Lisbon Jazz Band.
And as we said a few minutes ago, both Zach and Ben are seniors, but full disclosure, I've known Zach ever since he was in middle school because, Zach, you came to KCCK's Jazz Band Camp. And I know it was a long time ago, but do you have any memories of doing Jazz Band Camp? Anything stick out when I ask you about it?
The jazz combo was enjoyable.
Was Jazz Band Camp the first time you took a solo on your saxophone?
I think so, yeah.
Well, I'm going to ask you in a few minutes to share some memories of your time at Lisbon, music or whatever kind of sticks out. That'll be coming up as we start to wind down. Got time for probably two more songs. So, Zach, I'm going to let you pick from your list. We've got Duke Ellington, we've got Dexter Gordon and Horace Silver. Which one do you want to play next?
The song by Horace Silver.
Song for My Father.
On Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
And the Lisbon Jazz Hour.
Thank you.
Jazz Station 88.3 KCCK
and the Lisbon Jazz Hour
with your awesome hosts Ben Larson
and Zach Cooley.
As we come close to wrapping up our hour together, I sure appreciate Ben and Zach, you taking the time to play some songs and listen to them with me and talk about them a little bit. Before we talk about our final song, which is a really important jazz standard and also is one that you all played for your Corridor Jazz song, as you get ready to leave Lisbon, tell me about a memory. Could be band, could be music related, doesn't necessarily have to be, but just something that you're going to take with you when you leave Lisbon High School. Ben, you go first.
I have a very specific memory from last year, our marching band. We got a new director last year. His name is Mr. Arch, and he's done great things for our program. And he might be a little bit modest about it, but he's kind of reshaped our whole band structure. And one of those things was overhauling how we did marching band. And one of my favorite additions, or something he brought back, was a Halloween show. We did a Halloween show in costumes, and he let me wear our school's mascot costume while I was conducting, because I was a drum major for our marching band. So my favorite memory was probably blindly climbing up the conducting ladder out on the field in the Leo the Lion costume.
Oh, because it probably had a giant plastic head and you couldn't see.
Yeah, I couldn't see very much out of the top. I almost fell off. You can ask Zach.
Indeed.
Zach, what's going to be your favorite Lisbon memory?
My favorite memory from high school will probably be this year's Roaring Jazz Night. It's sort of a cross between a choir concert, a variety show and a jazz band concert. We sort of just like intersperse a bunch of acts between the choir performing their songs and our jazz band, the high school jazz band, performing their songs.
So kind of a variety show.
Yep.
Nice. I'll bet that was a lot of fun, especially this year when you had very few chances to perform in public.
Yes, it was. I feel like I played the best solo for Fables of Fabus that I've played this year. Every time I play that song in jazz band rehearsal, I'm still chasing what I felt when I was playing it during jazz and or Roaring Jazz Night.
Fables of Fabus was so controversial at the time that Mingus's record company would not let him release the vocal version. Did Mr. Arch talk with you in jazz band about the history of the song in addition to just playing the chart?
He gave us a decent bit. It is a protest piece. He specifically was trying to, he was protesting against the governor of Arkansas, Orville E. Fabus. And basically he was protesting Fabus's use of the National Guard to prevent the integration of the Little Rock Central High School, because they were trying to integrate African-Americans and the white students there together to get rid of the segregation in that school.
It's just really powerful. And listening between the difference of them, it's, I understand why, but it's a shame that the original couldn't have been released on an album. And it is a very powerful song. And I think everyone will be able to feel that.
I want to thank both of you for being with me today and spending this time with us and talking jazz and music and Lisbon. Ben Larson, thanks for being here.
Of course. Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.
Zach Cooley, it's been a pleasure getting to watch you play for these many years. I want to thank you for being here as well.
And thank you for inviting me.
And I'll let the two of you take it out as we close with this song from Charles Mingus.
Here is Charles Mingus and Fables of Fabus.
With Zach and Ben from Lisbon High School on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
Okay, we had an audio artifact on that. I don't know why. This is my day for audio problems. Give me one more take of that.
Okay. Here is Charles Mingus and Fables of Fabus.
With Zach and Ben from Lisbon High School on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.
Gentlemen, remember no applause and keep it down. Your drinks, don't rattle your ice in your glasses and don't ring the cash register. You got it covered? All right. I'd like to continue this set with a composition dedicated to the first or second or third All-American heel, Fabus, and it's titled Fables of Fabus. Oh, Lord, don't let them shoot us. Oh, Lord, don't let them stab us. Oh, Lord, don't let them torn feather us. Oh, Lord, no more swastikas. Yeah. Annie Richmond?
Bilbo, Thomas, Fulvers, Russell, Rockefeller, Bird, Eisenhower.
Oh, why are they so sick and ridiculous?
Two, four, six, eight.
They brainwash and teach you hate. Thank you. gracious approval. Boo Ku Klux Klan with your Jim Crow band. A handful. That's ridiculous, Danny. Oh, why are they so sick and ridiculous, Danny? Brainwash and teach you a.